There are forces at play in this world that seek to shut down the gospel, to silence the good news of Jesus, to deprive God's people of the opportunity to speak out the love of God for this world. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Some of those forces masquerade as angels of light, when in truth, they are blacker than black, rooted in the evil one who would draw people away from an eternity in the presence of God. And hey, I'm no conspiracy theorist. It's exactly what the Bible teaches. It all began thousands of years ago when King Herod sought to kill Jesus as an infant. Matthew chapter 2, verses 3 to 6. When King Herod heard about this, it upset him as well as everyone else in Jerusalem. Herod called a meeting of all the leading Jewish priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Messiah would be born. They answered, in the town of Bethlehem in Judea, just as the prophet wrote, "Bethlehem in the land of Judah, you are important among the rulers of Judah. Yes, a ruler will come from you, and that ruler will lead Israel, my people." You may know the rest of the story, how Herod tried to manipulate these wise men who came to worship Jesus, how Mary and Joseph and Jesus fled to Egypt before Herod slaughtered all the boys under 2 years of age amongst the Jews. Those forces of evil have been trying to silence the good news of Jesus Christ from the very beginning, but to no avail. Because, and listen to this, the good news of Jesus will not and cannot be silenced. So whatever opposition you face, don't be afraid to tell people of the love of God in Jesus Christ. That's His word fresh for you today. Friend, God means for you to live in victory, victory over the evil one. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.